Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very
V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, Lord.
Why, what happened? Miss Piggy sitting up in here with all this protein bar in her mouth.
Look, you know I can't swallow fast.
Why in the world would you take a big chunk of protein bar? Get it off.
Wait a minute.
Working. So pretty.
Wait a minute.
This one eating protein bar.
It was a split hair ticket.
Can we have the classes undivided attention, please?
Hold on. Wait a minute. It was a split hair second when I put that in my mouth. And the engineer said, y'all ready? And you said yes. And it was just like a blink of an eye second. That all that happened at once.
Swallow that drink down. Wait a minute. So you can get the rest of that
I can't swallow fast and eat fast.
Swallow.
Here she
go. You know, I cannot swallow. So
that's disgusting.
It's a slow swallow. So give me a second. I'm sorry, y'all.
Speaking of swallow, my auntie Lunell, the comedian.
Is she really with LB?
They say she is. Okay. We're going to be talking about social media entertainment this show. So my auntie Lunell said on her special, she says, when does all this pesky dick sucking stop?
When it stops?
She said, because I'm tired. She said, at the age I'm at, I don't really feel like I need to be doing this no more.
Well, I think it stops when it don't get hard no more.
You know what?
I'm just saying. You can't suck on a deflated. It just don't. You just can't. It can't do nothing with the sucking on.
That's what he said. Warm it up. The jumper cables.
Yeah. I mean, if it ain't rising to the occasion, what you sucking on? I mean, what you doing? What we doing here?
I'm 49, I no longer
like putting a balloon in your mouth.
I no longer indulge. I want to tell them all in my inbox. Y'all might well stay out of here because y'all ain't getting nothing out of me no more. I'm done.
No, Cardi says she can suck a watermelon through a straw.
That was her say.
So ain't nothing.
That's what y'all want to be known for. Who am I to say you wrong? If that's what you like to do and you get great fulfillment, never done anything for me, I'm good on it.
I'm just trying to see how them jaws look. She told me she could suck a watermelon through a straw.
My thing is, I would just rather take a trip with a nice man and hold hands.
I don't want
nobody.
Oh, also.
He's going to want reciprocation.
I'm all right.
Is that a word? I think so. If it is, it started
today. I'm okay
today on
all of that. Maybe I just need to be with a little erectile dysfunctional motherfucker.
No, you don't.
I probably got it my own self. Because I'm just totally turned off from all of that. Just keep that shit
Girl,
over there.
Girl, you over there in La La Land somewhere.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you are. Because the moment you get something that can't even rise to the occasion, you mad.
Yeah, I'm mad. But I'm just saying, at this point, I ain't even... Here's what pisses me off. Let me tell you what pisses me off.
Here we go.
Don't perpetrate as though you about to knock the Mario coins out of me. Like, we about to have this night of pleasure, and then you get there.
Oh, no, what's wrong? I must have got overexcited.
The dragon got you.
Help me out. Warm it up.
Boy, ain't nothing like the Mario coins getting knocked out. Wait a minute.
Because, see, I'm never in conversations overselling myself. I'm just gonna show you what I'm made of.
I don't think you should oversell. I don't think you should have that kind of conversation because everybody's different.
But when you done played it up to be like it's gonna be all that, and then it's nothing.
What do you do? Do you confront them or do you kind of let them?
You put your clothes on and you carry your ass home.
Oh,
because you done. I could have had a V8. That's what I could have done.
A V8.
Or I could have stayed in my bed. Could you imagine?
You could have had a red bull to give you
Dominique, how Dominique Morgan do? Imagine getting up out your bed 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You get a booty call. Hey, I was just thinking about you, and I want you to come over here, climb in this bed with me, so we can do the thing. You get up, wake up out your sleep, put your clothes on, and drive over to Mr. House. You think this is just what I needed. Been waiting weeks for this. And you get over there to be fucking disappointed. I would tear that house up. Nigga, you got me up out of my bed for this? Awful. I could have had a peppermint patty.
New York?
Cause that would have woke you. That would have refreshed
me. Right. But that
gave you some oomph.
That's unnecessary.
Ain't nobody getting no sleep. Everybody
up. Yeah, no. Just cut off all the lights on in the house. Well, you gonna get up and make me some breakfast or something, cause I ain't came over here for nothing.
I hope I never experienced that.
Yeah, me neither. I don't
I did experience. I had one bad experience.
I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want no more.
And that's why I said I just deaded it all, and then I don't even have to deal with the upset. Just don't even come at me with that.
It was a waste of my time.
I feel like when you don't have expectations of anything and let things just organically happen, life is better that way. But just to be expecting something, that's like going up the roller coaster. All the way up the 50 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then it getting to the little short part where you go down versus the big fall. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, wait, that's all we? Oh, all right, mm-hmm. all right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, moving on. We don't want to put too much energy into that.
Yeah, that was awful. Mm. That was depressing. That was depressing. That made me.
Speaking of some old, possibly erectile dysfunctioned men.
What?
50 Cent.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, 50. Now, he's a lot of things. I don't think he.
I just, you know, he's about entertainment. And I think everything he does is about entertainment. I think what he does is to ruffle feathers, is to strike conversation, is to make things relevant, if not himself. And he's just doing what he does best, and that is irk people's nerves. Like, that's what he does. I mean, he is very strategic. He knew by saying what he said, he already knew this was going to happen. He knew that they were going to come for him 20 times harder than he put it out there. He knew this. Do you not think this man knew that the family was going to come after him? Come on. He knew this. And he's sitting back and he's laughing at the fact that, oh, y'all really bought into my shenanigans.
Ha, 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 ha. Well, Vaughn, I have another take. I know. I think it hurt him.
I believe it probably did. It may have backfired.
Nobody ever. I think it did.
And it probably backfired.
People, you know, you all know. I've always
because
said,
he turned off his comments. They said
He has turned off his comments. Also, you know, I've always said I have a love hate relationship with that man. I love.
So this one right here may have been his match.
I think this was his match, and then I think a lot of people just got tired of his antics. You know. And then it could have rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
And it's who you come after. Because nobody really got mad with him coming after Diddy. Because we don't like Diddy now and the shit that he pulled off.
But now some people question his motives behind it. Like, okay, was it because you really wanted people to see what Puffy was doing? Or are you mad because your ex-girlfriend...
I think it's the latter.
Was with him.
I think it's the latter because, to be honest, what did this man do to you for you to bring this out? Like, you're not a journalist. You're not. You are nothing that requires you to tell this story.
Right.
So why did you, me? I think it's the latter. I think it's because it was personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've always had a vendetta. Y'all always have strife against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is in the middle of this conflict that y'all have.
Right.
And so this was a get back at you. Mm-hmm. Now, I blame Diddy for having all of this footage available because your ego.
And mm-hmm. didn't pay the people.
And you, invisible.
You have your, why didn't you have your own team do this footage of you? You hired somebody outside of your norm and didn't pay him. At least you could have had, I mean, a man who always says NDA, NDA, NDA. Mm-hmm. Like, I found that his ego got the best of him when he did this whole documentary thing, thinking that he would have beat the case.
Right. And so I'm thinking he thought, I don't know if he thought T.I. wasn't going to take the bait, or T.I. wasn't going to be able to beat him in his shenanigans. But T.I. and a team, which is his family.
His Jackson 5. Because that's what Tiny said. She's raising a new level of Jackson 5.
Like, because who is going to sit there and let you talk about their mother? And then, sir, Mr. Curtis Jackson.
Look at your mom.
You had the audacity to say and try to shade Tina Knowles, sir.
He did.
Listen, and that shit was taken down within the hour. Do you mm-hmm. understand me? Because first of all, you ain't even got to worry about Sean Carter. You was gonna have to worry about Solange
and Solange. Yes.
You was gonna have to worry about Solange, and I'm gonna tell you who else he was gonna have to worry about. Matthew Knowles. Play with it if you want to, because that man is just as gangster as you,
what?
Sean Carter.
That's probably why I didn't see it, because it was taken down.
It was taken down immediately.
It was taken down immediately. Because what? You, I'm like, sir, do you not know who
Miss Tina?
And she didn't even say nothing about 50. All she did was show love to Tiny.
Okay,
because
I saw
everybody,
that post. I saw that post. She reposted right. Tiny with the break with her.
Yeah, but she was showing love. She never said
you didn't
anything.
See what he put behind it.
And then you set up. Then you was talking, trying to throw shade and talk about her and her children.
So something's sir. Definitely going on with 50. Like, he, do you love yourself enough to stop talking about people? Like,
I always detected that it was some deep rooted, and maybe, you know, that's the practice and the study in me, but it was always a deep rooted issue.
Maybe it is missing the mother.
The mother.
You know.
And I call him Dominique, but his name not. How do you pronounce his name? Ooh. How do you pronounce T.I. and Tiny's
Damani.
Baby? Damani. Because I'm thinking about Dominique on Country One. But Damani, out of all of the
clapbacks
and clapbacks I have heard.
Ooh, baby.
Well, first of all, I love Damani and Lady London have a song together, and I love it down.
Damani smooth.
But Damani,
he is his father's child,
and that clap back. What Dominique Morgan say? My God,
my God on today,
mm-hmm. and she lifted that little finger. My God today,
her new one is my God on Zion.
On Zion,
oh, that's
and lifting
it.
That finger, okay. honey.
Mm.
Damani, listen. If anybody, now I know I can take up for myself, but. I
Damani.
Expect Damani
he
like should be in his 20s.
Like sugar mamas.
ma'am.
Because
ma'am, no.
Damani can rap to me, baby.
Oh, Damani is fire.
And I think I might get lost
Damani
in the sauce.
Is fire. I think you're about 23, 25. Oh, I just would
too
if
young,
my son
younger than Kylia.
But see, like they said too, see, everybody expect the king, and King got his ass. He did. King got him, but it's always them quiet ones.
But I want King to go sit down somewhere, because they just recorded your ass a couple years ago talking shit to them at the game.
But guess what he's saying?
Right.
That's
my family.
But
not you can't. So that's so understandable.
And I don't think 50 expected all of this. Mm-hmm. And he's right. He is a businessman. And I think he did do it for entertainment purposes only. But sometimes, sir, you can take it too far.
But that's the same way he did Lil Meech and Big Meech.
Right. And
over that
said,
whole
It wasn't funny.
Because you know, at the Big Meech's welcome home party, nobody showed up.
And see that in that mess that he did to Ja Rule. Yeah. See all that right there. But you knew he was about to get it back. You can't do that. Mm-mm. You can't. I'm telling you. When you're vengeful point, like yes. that.
At some point, enough is enough.
And I tell and people all the time.
Then it comes down to your life.
Right.
People will shoot you over a ham sandwich.
The Negro already got shot 9 times.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And if you don't believe it can happen, look at Young Dolph. Made a whole song about, what was the song? What, 99?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all shot 99 times and ain't get me. Mm-hmm. But guess what? On the next one, it didn't work out like that.
No, it didn't.
Ordering me a suit. I don't.
Lord,
so I'm not about to keep testing people. Let me tell you something. It's real out here in these streets. I'm not gonna put any undue malice towards me that I have to with anybody. You know my new thing is you got it. You right. I am. Let somebody call me. I am. I'm a whole bitch. I'm that. Whatever you said.
I might we can be.
Because let me tell you how you end a conversation with somebody. Okay. Okay.
Because they're looking for you to do more.
I'm not taking no time to research nobody. I'm not going out my way to find no fun facts. Be friends with somebody. Your arch nemesis. I don't give a damn. I don't know how many more days I got. I'm mm-hmm. not going to spend it being mad with nobody, tussling with no... You right. That way, when shit come back to me, show did do it. I do it again. I had a good time. And you tell whoever you said it, she better hope I don't go and do it with her daddy. Nah.
Oh,
that's how you did that. And will. And with now that I'll do. Don't play with me, little girl. I shut your whole shit down. I break your mom and your daddy up. Don't play with me. Mm. And then nobody won't be talking no more.
Jesus.
So see, it's always a way. It's always a way. That's just like, did y'all know that Big Meech and Little Meech was staying at what's the child name? My boxer. Staying at his house. Floyd.
Doing what?
They staying there.
Why?
Didn't have no money.
Oh.
They just spent all the money.
Who spent all the money?
Lil Meech done ran through all his BMF money.
Oh, no.
Done had his cars repossessed, everything. And here's another one. 50 Cent bought the rights to his story. That's how he was able to do the show. Any money made off the Big Meech story, because 50 Cent owns the rights to it now, goes to 50 Cent. How did 50 Cent acquire this? Big Meech sold his rights to the lady he was in a relationship with, mm-hmm. who was also the undercover agent. She sold the rights to 50 Cent.
So is 50 a snake?
50 is an opportunist. I could see the business. I could see the business sense in it. Even after he acquired the rights, he didn't have to go to Little Meech and train him, because he sent him to acting school and everything, and told him, hey, I bought your dad's story. I want you to play him in the show. Da, 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 da. Where we have the conflict is when he got out and started taking the pictures with Rick Ross, and you know he don't vibe with Rick Ross.
But that man, you can't tell people who they can I talk know to and who they can't talk to. Come on now.
I know you can, and you shouldn't have to.
We too grown for that. We are not children.
However, you know them men don't jive.
Oh, my God.
That's the same way. Hold on. That's the same way you know him and Floyd don't jive no more. He done fell out with Floyd. Remember him and Floyd was the bromance.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they fell out, then it was, you know. So, come on now. Somebody done presented you with an opportunity. And their whole thing is, hey, just don't disrespect me with them people. Why not go to him first and say, hey, so I'm going to meet up with so-and-so. I don't want you to feel like it's this. I guess it was disrespectful because he found out via social media versus having a conversation with him first to say, is this cool?
But was the meetup, I mean, what is just a, I don't know.
No, they was hanging out. Rick Ross gave him an expensive watch and gave him like $400,000. Because he had made money off of his brand throughout the years. BMF,
yeah.
So it looked
like I'm paying homage back to the man that I, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But I feel like Rick Ross's intentions.
Everybody has a motive.
I felt like Rick Ross's motives were effed up with doing that too. Mm-hmm. So he did that.
And
he
dude
did
got
that
caught up
dig,
in the middle of the fight.
And he got caught
fight.
Up in the middle. Mm. And now you done messed up your son's career with that show. Because that show was about to be on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, because I followed it. And I don't know.
Oh, man.
But I don't feel like your differences or whatever should get in the way with, you know, business or making money.
It does suck because you think about just everyday life. People, you can't help who you are friends with. You can't help that you vibe with this person. I mean, if it's organic, if it's by meeting through networking spaces, whatever. And if my business partner or my friend associate don't vibe with you, mm-hmm. I mean, that does kind of put the relationship in an awkward position, because especially when it's money tied to projects or if it's relationships built on certain principles, whatever. Now you feel like you're in the middle of this war zone and
I don't know if I can trust you.
Everybody's like, where's your loyalty now?
Right. I don't know if I can trust you at this point. You done been hanging out with this dude.
Dang.
Taking watches, taking money from him.
I see both sides.
Yeah.
I see both sides and I'm in the middle. And it's like, why do I have to sit here and prove my loyalty? Like, I got to stop talking to you and hanging out with you because this person right here, I have to prove something to that person. Then you thinking I'm being fake and I'm being phony because, or I'm moving different or moving funny towards you. So now I'm creating a space of potential enemy with never doing anything to you, but other than just not hanging out with you.
Right.
And that person is creating all these narratives in their head about what the possibility could be. Just to please this other person over here, like that is tough.
Because let me tell you what Big Meech could have said to Rick Ross. He could have said, "Hey, I understand you want to meet up with me. You want to give something to me, but let's do this. Let's meet somewhere private. Let's have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything having to do with my son. That show, that dude, like because that's a different entity over here." I don't need it broadcasted or, you know, like I just felt like that was done out of malice.
Mm-hmm. Now, as Meech, you're right. If I know these two people right here are not on the same page and I'm the deciding factor of whatever end result of the game is, then yes, I think I am the one that should have a conversation with both parties. Because I don't need anything to be misconstrued. Right.
Exactly.
You're right. I don't need this one person that I have been working with because I've been working my son and my brand, my name.
Is with this one.
Yes. And although that person over here wants to just pay homage or whatever, you know, I need to talk to the one where my money source is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I need to talk to a money source and let them know, hey, this is what it is. No ill intent. Intent.
That's like the old folks saying, don't cut your nose off to spite your face.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think Meech did not realize.
He didn't think that shit through.
He didn't. That man was glad to get out of jail. He was glad to be free. He was glad to come home and put on some real clothes and just smell a different part of the air.
But you can't move like you used to move.
And that mentality, he's stuck in 1995.
Right. And this ain't that world no more. This
but 96. Different. When he got caught up in 97.
It was 20 years ago he went to jail. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 96.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to understand. Oh, no. And see, he done passed out all this money and did all of this and did all of that. And now, people ain't coming to see you like that no more. And
the streets
and
dried
you.
Up. Okay. Very. That money that you gave out and being nice and spreading that love is under the ground. That love is gone. It ain't here no more. That love is so hard to find.
I mean, but was it really love?
I'm just saying that
because the same point. Because the same love should have been here 20
when you live.
Right. It should have been there 20 years later if it was true authentic love. Because backstory, Meech done put some hoes through college. Meech done bought some hoes some houses.
Right.
He done a whole lot of stuff before he went to jail. So at this point, when he gets home, if those women had done the right thing, they should have been there when he got out and gifted him. Thank you for helping me get on my feet when I didn't have it. And I just want to give this back to you.
I'm thinking of another big name in my head that really put him on and his success. Well, part of his success where he is today.
Who that?
The Snowman.
He did.
Who, Meech?
Yep.
Yeah. But they're cool, right?
I mean, I'm not saying they're not.
I haven't seen any interaction with them right. through social media. And that would
it might be behind the scenes. Right. It may be what we are now talking about.
Exactly.
You keep it low-key. You keep it away from social media.
But Jeezy is the most neutral person of anyone.
And
you
remember,
know,
he almost lost it all, too.
Yeah.
You know,
I would be on social media with a Jeezy before I would be on one with Rick Ross.
That part.
You would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. You got to know how to play them cards.
But, you know, Jeezy has been going through a lot of legal stuff with his ex-wife, kid. So he's trying to probably stay out of the limelight. You know, you got a big time FBI figure that went down in history as one of the almost like a U.S. version cartel type of dudes. So, you know, there's a lot of history there.
Right.
And so Jeezy's very strategic, I'm sure. Want to lay low.
But out of the whole BMF franchise and just knowing the story, watching it, I grew to love Southwest T. Because Southwest T is actually the mastermind behind it all. Yeah, Meech the front man and did everything in excess. And, you know, he played a part in it. But the mastermind behind it was always Southwest T. And Southwest T was always low-key and still is. Got out, got himself together, doing good. You know, he just lays low and plays, you know, everything real low-key and smart. You don't see him online with celebrities and different things like that. And he knows them just as well as Meech does. But he doesn't need all that.
Do you think their relationship is mended? I hope so.
I do too.
I mean, your brother gonna be your brother.
Yeah, but
your hands was just as dirty as his. Y'all did it together. Your
but
brother actually
always
put
blame,
you on.
But there's always blame.
Yeah. But you're going to spend your time blaming somebody or you just going to say, hey, it was what it was. And, hey.
That's what I'm saying. I just hope the relationship has been mended after all these years anyway. They had enough time to reflect and think about
it. We have plenty of siblings who, you know, fall out with each other and never see that at the end of the day, we family. And these are actual blood.
Yes.
Same mama, same daddy. Siblings. So, I mean, you just never know. I guess hearts are different. What one thinks is the right thing to do versus one thinks is the right thing to do, you know, is the total opposite. Y'all could have been raised by the same people and think totally different.
That is true.
Or you got people on this earth who haven't been raised at all. They just learn via the streets and they don't have that compassion and that, you know, connection with people like we do. And I feel like 50 Cent is one of those people who lacks, how can I say,
morals, I'm not gonna say morals, but he lacks empathy. I think
he does.
I think he lacks empathy.
I have listened to people who've had interactions.
For him to be a Cancer, I think he lacks empathy.
I keep telling y'all, cancers can be lethal and petty, but he's just on his.
And let me tell you something. I've watched interviews with people who are still cool with 50, and they say that is one of the best dudes you ever want to meet.
But unless you cross him.
Exactly.
And when you cross him.
Like, he drag you to hell.
Zodiacs.
Yeah.
He can drag you to hell. But That's why I'd rather stay calm.
And I'm going to say, me and Sue being water signs, I'm like that too.
Mm-hmm. I am too. That's why I try my best to stay calm at all times.
Because I don't fuck with nobody. Mm-mm. So if you want to come fucking with me, then you ready for war. Mm-hmm. Because I gotta cut the head off the snake. Yeah.
Anybody I care about. Don't. And you know, I tell people that's why half of the people don't like me now. Like, some people like me, some people don't. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But majority of the time, it's about people. I'm getting into it with people that have said something about my people. Mm-hmm. And I let them know. And I'm not going to do all that craziness and fake shit. You're not going to sit up here and talk about my friend in front of me.
I'm telling you, when, oh Lord.
I will shut you down.
Yeah, I don't like to see Susie mad.
I will shut you down.
Because I just don't know what... To me, you just a wild card. I don't know what to expect. Like, I just don't know when the combustion is going to happen. When you like, I really don't.
I don't want to be that way. I don't like doing that.
In divine order, you don't have to worry about that. Mm-mm. When shit become chaotic and petty and just off the rails, that's when you have problems.
Yeah. But, and so I think, honestly, like I said, love-hate relationship, I love him as a businessman. I love that he took, you know, he took a chance on Vitamin Water, and look at him. Mm-hmm. He's made millions. Like, I love, you know, I didn't watch the Power series and stuff, but I love that all that is successful. But I
something
think
went down with that too, and why the flagship, mm-hmm. I can't remember what exactly happened, why that. I think him and Omari Hardrick, mm-hmm. they kind of
clashed.
But they
didn't want to pay him what he wanted. And he basically, 50 Cent was basically like, nigga, you ain't the show. Exactly.
That's what it was.
He was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because that's why they never really had the funeral and
they never showed the body.
The body, okay. They left it to where, you know, we don't know if he's really dead or not. Because I'm telling you,
all that just comes down to ego.
Yeah.
That's ego shit.
Right.
Right. Right. I know my value, so I know what I'm worth. You're not going to pay me this, but, and I know I'm worth that.
But at the same time, I think someone like 50, they hold that against, they hold that over someone's head. Mm-hmm. Like, that's their...
And use it to hurt them.
Yeah, and that's the kryptonite, mm-hmm. you know? And that's not right. That's not fair.
It's not.
It's not fair at all. You don't dangle that over my head, mm-hmm. because you have the power to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You're not God.
That's not right. That's not right.
All
right. How much time? Well, it's time to go. Oh my gosh, because I wanted to ask y'all about these AI songs, the AI artists' music.
Well, we can talk about that next.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because it's real interesting. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to today's episode. Don't let social media ruin y'all friendships. Okay. Talk to the one that's helping you, you know, with the money first, and then you know smooth things over, because you don't want to mess up your money supply at all. But anyway, never miss an episode on the Very Necessary Podcast on all podcast platforms, and you can catch us on our website at theverynecessarypodcast.com.
Hey y'all, please, hip hop, keep it on vinyl. And let's turn this petty into purpose. We out.
Amen.